This is Shimon Newbort with Hilchos Eruvin, Chapter 5. This chapter contains 24 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter is the shituf, an eruv that is made to permit carrying in the alleyways or in a whole city if it is surrounded by walls, and special cases of this shituf. Halacha Aleph, Anshei Movui, Shehoya Beineihem Shituf. People who live in one alley, who have amongst themselves some sort of a partnership, b'maychal echod, with a certain item of food, le'inyan schoira, even though they did not buy this food in partnership in order to eat it, they bought it to do as merchandise to do business with, kegoin, for example, shekonu yayin b'shutfas, they bought wine in partnership, oy shemen, or oil, oy dvash, or honey, v'chayetzi b'hem, or some similar merchandise, an item of food which they bought in order to sell. Einam tzrichem shituf achel l'inyan Shabbos. They do not have to join together in any other kind of eruv for Shabbos. Elo seimchem al shituf shal scheira. They can rely on this partnership that they have in business. This, of course, can only be done for a shituf in an alleyway or a city. It cannot be done for a shituf, for an eruv of a courtyard, because an eruv of a courtyard cannot be done with other kinds of food. It requires bread. However, if they are partners in this food only for the purpose of business, they can use that for an eruv, for a shituf of Shabbos, only if the species of food in which they are partners is one single species, ubikli echod, and if it's contained in one container. Avlem hoya echod mehem shutif laze b'yayin. If, however, one of the people in the alleyway is a partner with some other person in wine that they purchase jointly, ula'acher b'shemen, and he's a partner with some second person with oil, and these other two people are not partners with each other, oishahoya hakil yayin, or even if all of them are partners together in wine, the same food, v'hoya b'shnei kelim, but the wine was contained in two separate containers, that is, he was a partner with this person in wine in this barrel, and with some other person he was a partner with wine in another barrel. Hareilu tzrichim shituf achel inyan Shabbos. They cannot rely on this. They have to make a separate shituf, a separate eruv, in order to permit carrying on Shabbos. Haloche beis echot b'bnei movui shabikish mechaveri yayin oshem. Now, these people who are in the alleyway, and they have such a partnership, and as we said in Halacha Aleph, it will permit them to carry. They are partners in, let us say, a barrel of wine or oil, and one of the people in the alleyway went to the other and asked him, he wanted to borrow from him wine or oil. That is, he wanted to borrow some of the item in which they are partners, Kedem HaShabbos. He went before Shabbos to borrow this, Veloy Nosan Loy, and he refused to give it to him, Botel HaShituf. He has rendered this partnership null and void, Shehare Gilo Daitoy, because he has demonstrated, by his refusal, he has demonstrated, She'enam Kulam Kishutvim, that he views it, that they are not all really partners, Shein Makpidim Zalza, because if they were truly partners, partners are not particular one with the other, and even though they are equal partners, one of them doesn't care if the other one ate a little bit of it. If one of the people in the alley was accustomed to contribute to the other people and join in the shituf, join in the eruv that they make in this alleyway, veloy nishtatif, and on a certain Shabbos he refuses to join in, b'nei movei nichnosim lebeisoi, the other people of the alley can enter into his home, v'noitlem mimenu shituf bal korchoi, and they can take from him his contribution to the partnership, to the shituf, against his will. Because since this is done for his benefit, since he will be permitted to carry here, and he was accustomed to do so, they have a right to to continue to expect it from him and to go and take it from him. However, if one of the people in the alleyway refuses altogether to join in the Eruv, and he has never joined in the Eruv, it's not that he was accustomed to join and this Shabbos he's refusing, so he never is willing to join in with the other people in the alleyway, they can force him to join in with them. They can force him by going to Bezdin, and Bezdin will issue a decree that he must join, but they themselves are not permitted to go into his house and seize his food. One of the people in the alleyway, if he has a whole storehouse, shall yayin of wine, or shemen, or oil, v'chayetzi behem, or some similar food upon which one can make a shituf. We do not have to go and collect food from each person in the alleyway. Hareza mizakeh mimenu mi'at l'chol b'nei hamovi. Since he has a lot of this commodity, he can simply transfer ownership of a little bit of this commodity in favor of all the other people in the alleyway. In other words, he declares a little bit of this wine or a little bit of this oil is the property of everyone in the alleyway, leishtativ boy, and he can make an eruv with that. The ma'ariv boy aleihem, he can make a shituf for the alleyway or an eruv for the courtyard. Ma'ariv boy aleihem, an eruv for the courtyard if it's bread, and he can make it for all the other people. Va'afal pishaloi hifrishay veloi yichdoi, and even though he did not actually physically separate out some of the wine or oil, he left it all together in that barrel, below yigdoy, nor did he specify exactly which wine or oil it was. He just said in general, a little wine is the property of everyone. Elaharehu murevoit said, but that wine remains mixed up with the rest of the storehouse. Nevertheless, it's good enough. Hareze shituf, and this does form a shituf. It does make an eruv that permits carrying. Halocha dalid. If there is one courtyard that has two doors on two different sides, and the two doors open to two different alleyways, if this courtyard joined in with a shituf with only one of the adjoining alleyways, the people of this courtyard are forbidden to carry in the other alleyway, and they cannot carry out from the courtyard or in from to the courtyard from that alleyway. Lefichach, and therefore, im ziko echad bashituf l'chol b'nei hamavui b'shituf aleihem, if one of the people in the alleyway from some other courtyard wants to transfer ownership of some food in favor of the everyone in the alleyway and make a shita for them, they must inform the people of this courtyard. They cannot simply do it without informing them, because in such a case, the people of this courtyard only join into the shituf if they know about it and are willing to do so, because this is not necessarily to their benefit. In Halacha Gimel, we were talking about a case where the courtyard all open only onto one single alleyway, and therefore it's to everyone's benefit if you transfer ownership of some food to them and thereby permit them to carry in the alleyway. And therefore you don't have to inform them, because you can do things that are for someone else's benefit without informing him. But here it's not necessarily to their benefit. Because possibly they want to join a partnership together with the other alleyway and carry in the other alleyway and not in this one. A man's wife can make an eruv on his behalf without informing him. V'hu shalo yasru al shcheinav. but it's only if she makes for him such an eruv that permits him to carry with everyone. But if she makes a certain eruv which will forbid him to carry with some of his neighbors, then she cannot. Aval im oiser, if she forbids him, eina meireves olav veloy mishtat tefes olav ela midaite, then she cannot make an eruv for him, nor can she make a shita for the alleyway for him, unless he agrees. Ketzad, or he said, what does it mean she forbids him? Kigoin she'omar, for example, if he said, Eini ma'orev imochem, I am unwilling to make an eruv with you, Eini mishtatef imochem, I am unwilling to make a shituf with you. And therefore, his presence forbids carrying here, and she cannot, since he stated that he wants to forbid the carrying here, she cannot, without his knowledge, make an eruv for him. Halochet vov, nishtatvu an sheichot sezu, im echod mishtatef, if the people of this alleyway, which opens to the people of this courtyard, which opens to two different alleyways, they made a shituf together with one of the two alleys, im bemin echod nishtatvu, if the shituf was made with one single kind of food, afilu kol oisei hamin, then even if that food is already gone and you have to make a new shituf, harei ze oitzer shituf acher, the people in that alleyway can make another shituf with the food, umezake lohem, and they can transfer ownership to the people of this courtyard, ve'eini tzorich lohidiyam pam shnia, and they do not have to inform the people of the courtyard the second time when they make a new shituf, because since the people already agreed once that they are willing to join in this shituf, we assume that they continue to agree with it, since it's the same shituf with the same alley with the same food. However, if they made a shituf with two different kinds of food, and the food now has become diminished so that it's less than the minimum quantity, which we learned about in chapter 1, Moisif Umezake, they can add food to it, and they can transfer ownership to the people of the courtyard, and they need not inform them, because here again, since they're just adding to the original Shituf, they can assume that the people of the courtyard agree. But however, if there were various kinds of food, and they are all gone, and you have to make a brand new shituf of mixed kinds of food, mezakelohem, you can transfer ownership to them, but they must inform them, because it's possible, since this is entirely a brand new shituf, that they may decide this time they don't want to join with this alleyway, they want to join with the other alleyway. If new neighbors come in, there are additional people move into this courtyard who were not in the original shituf, mizakelahem, you can transfer ownership of the food of the shituf to them, but you must inform them and obtain their consent, because it could be that these new tenants don't want to join this shituf, they want to carry in the other alleyway. Halacha zayin, nishtat v'chotzer zu im b'nei ha-movi hazeh mipesach. If the people of this courtyard that opens to two different alleyways made a shituf with this alleyway through this door, and in addition they joined in a shituf with the people of the other alleyway through the other door, mutarasim shneyam, they are permitted to carry in both alleyways, and the people of each of the alleyways may carry in this courtyard. However, the two courtyards themselves, that is the people who live elsewhere in either of the two courtyards, asurim zanzeh, they may not carry from one alleyway to the other alleyway. They are permitted only in the courtyard, or in their own alleyway. Loi erve mechot mehem, what if the courtyard did not make an eruv with either one of the alleyways, oiseres al shneihem. Now, since this courtyard belongs to both alleyways, and failed to make an eruv with either one of them, then both alleys have a courtyard on them that did not join in the shituf, and therefore both alleyways are forbidden to carry. However, if, as we learned originally, the courtyard made an eruv with one of the alleyways, made a shituf with it, then we consider this courtyard as belonging to that alley, and it does not forbid the other alleyway from carrying in their alleyway, because that other alleyway can disregard this courtyard, since this courtyard belongs to the alleyway with which they did make the shituf. If this courtyard generally, usually, is accustomed to use only one of the doors, va'pesach hasheni, and the other door which leads to the other alleyway, eina regila, they usually do not use it, zesha regila likones v'lotzeis by oiser, then through the doorway where they are accustomed to go in and out, that doorway can forbid the alleyway. That is, if they failed to make a shituf with that alleyway, they forbid carrying in that alleyway. V'she'ena regila boy, but the alleyway, the door where they are not accustomed to use, ain't they oyser, they do not forbid carrying there, even if they fail to make any shituf at all. Erva im hamovish ain't regila bo, if the courtyard made an eruv, that is a shituf, together with the alleyway where they do not customarily go through, huta hamovi ha'achil ha'atzmai, the other alleyway where they customarily do go through is nevertheless permitted to carry by itself in their own alleyway. And this courtyard need not make an Eruv with them, because even though they usually go through there, but for this Shabbos, by making a Shittuf with the other alleyway, they demonstrate that for this Shabbos, they will consider themselves part of the other alleyway. Halochetes, Eruvu b'nei mavi shiregilu boi la'atzmam, if the people in the alleyway that this courtyard usually uses, the people in that alleyway made an eruv by themselves, v'hiloi eruv imoy, and this courtyard failed to join in that eruv with them, v'loyim b'nei hamavi ho'achesh ha'ina regila boy, and in addition, they did not join in the eruv with the other alleyway where they usually do not go through, and the people in that alleyway that this courtyard does not usually use, they themselves did not make their own eruv either. Now, the presence of this courtyard does not forbid the carrying in their usual alley where there is a shituf, because even though they did not join in that shituf, and the other alleyway is not their usual alleyway, nevertheless, mipnei shaloi eruv, since this courtyard did not make an eruv, and that other alleyway also did not make an eruv, hoyil vehiloi erva vehuloi eruv, since this courtyard did not make an eruv, and that alleyway did not make an eruv, deichinoisa etzla, we can push this courtyard off and say that it belongs to that alleyway that did not make an eruv, kedei shaloi teser al movizesh eruv latzmai, in order so that we will not forbid carrying in the other alleyway that made its own eruv, even though this courtyard usually uses that alleyway and did not join in their eruv. Haloch yud, a courtyard that has two doors, one door opens to an alleyway and the other door opens to an open space, or to an enclosed space, that's a very large space, more than Beisosayim, which we learned about in chapter 16 of Hilchas Shabbos, you may not carry in such places. Since it is forbidden to carry from the courtyard into that large enclosed space, since the place is larger than Beis Sasayim and was not enclosed for dwelling purposes, and of course it's forbidden to carry out into the Biko, into the open place, which is a Carmelis, their only door that we must consider here is the door that goes to the alleyway, as far as carrying goes, that's the only door through which they could carry on Shabbos. Lefichach, and therefore oiser al bnei hamovi ad shishtatef imohem. Therefore, they forbid all the people of the alleyway to carry unless they made a shituf with them. even though their usual door is the other door. Aval imhoya karpiv beis asayim epochas, however, if the enclosed place was the size of beis asayim or less, so you could carry there, ene oiser al b'nei hamovui. They do not forbid carrying to the other people of the alleyway, even though they did not join in the shittuv, shal pesach hamiyuchad loisoymich, because they generally consider their main door the door that belongs to them exclusively. Hoyelu mutal etaltil b'chol akarpif, and since they are permitted on Shabbos to carry in the enclosed place that's outside that door, that is their principal door. Haloch yudalef echad mibnei movi shaholach lishbeis b'movi acher. If one of the people in the alleyway went away for Shabbos to spend Shabbos in some other alleyway, einei oiser aleihem, his ownership of a part of the alleyway does not forbid them to carry, even though he was not here to join in the shituf. Similarly, if one of the people of the alleyway built a large stone platform that was at least 4 handbreadths wide in front of his door, then his presence here does not forbid the rest of the people of the alleyway from carrying, because he has separated himself from them, and he has physically demonstrated that his rights are separate from their rights and that he does not belong to the alleyway. Halacha yudbeis, anshei movi shenishtatfu miktzasam, the people in the alleyway, some of whom joined in the shituf v'shachu mitzosam v'loy nishtatvu, and some of them forgot and failed to join, mevatlum rishusam le'elu shemishtatvim. Those who forgot to join can relinquish their rights in favor of the people who did join. V'dinyam le'inyan bitl rishus, and the law concerning their relinquishing of their rights is kedin anshei chotzer sheshachach echad mehem mishnayim v'lo yervu. The same as the case of people in a courtyard that we learned in chapter 2, where one of them or two forgot and did not join in the Eruv. Kvar amarnu, and we have stated there, shekol odom iman shebeisei hasmuchim al shalchani, that any individual person, when we say a person, a single person, or a person together with the members of his family, hasmuchim al shalchani, who eat at his table, ki ish echot heim chashuvim, they are considered a single person, bein la'eruv chatzeres, both regarding the Eruv in the courtyard, bein l'shetufei mavoyes, and regarding the shituf in the alleyway. If there is an alleyway in which each of the courtyards on that alleyway made its own eruv for the courtyard, each courtyard made its own separate eruv, and thereafter all of them joined together in a shituf for the entire alleyway, but one individual in one of the courtyards forgot and he did not join together with the people in his courtyard in their eruv, lo hipsit klum, he loses nothing. Shaharei kulam nishtatfu, because since all of them made a shituf for the alleyway, v'al hashituf seimchem, we can rely on the shituf of the alleyway where everyone has joined. V'lo hitzrichu l'ariv b'chatzeres, and im hashituf, and you in fact do not need any eruv at all in the courtyards if you have a shituf for the alleyway. The only reason you need an eruv in the courtyards, elo shalei l'shakeach tinoikes teiras eruv, it's so that the children who live in the courtyard and are unaware of what happens in the alleyway will not forget that there is a law of making an eruv. V'arei eruvu b'chatzeres, and here we don't have to worry about that because in fact they did make an eruv in the courtyard. So the children know that there is an eruv, and the fact that one of the eruvs is disqualified because one of the people didn't join in doesn't matter since we have a shituf for the entire alleyway. If, however, one of the people in the alleyway forgot and did not join in the shituf of the alleyway, asurim b'movui, then they are all forbidden to carry in the alleyway. However, all the people of the individual courtyards may carry in their own courtyards, because the relationship of the alleyway to the courtyards is the same as the relationship of the courtyards to the private houses. If they made a shituf in the alleyway, and everyone forgot to make, in addition, an eidav for the courtyards, im ein makpidim al prusosam, if they are people that live together in such intimacy that they are not particular about their food, and each person doesn't care if someone else comes and eats his bread, then they can rely on the shituf of the alleyway and permit carrying, even though they should have made an eruv. B'Shabbos Harishena Bilvad, but they can do this only the first Shabbos when they forgot. But on a future Shabbos, they will not be permitted. Ve'matirim lan dovazeh, and the only reason we permit them to do such a thing, and we are lenient here, is elamid doichak, is only because it would be very difficult to forbid carrying here. And therefore, since it's a difficult thing, we make an allowance of one Shabbos. Halacha tezvav, mavi shalein ishtatfu, by an alleyway where they fail to make a shituv, im eruv chatzeres im abotim, if in the courtyards they made an eruv for their houses of the courtyard, ein metaltalim by ela ba'arba amras kekarmelis, then they may not carry in the alleyway, they may only carry 4 cubits, as you would be permitted in any Carmelis. Since the houses made eruvim for the courtyards, nasa hamavi kilo ene pasuach lo ela botim belvad belei chatzeres, then this alleyway is now considered to have only houses opening to it, not courtyards, since each courtyard is like one house now. Ulefichach ein metalklim bekulan, it should say bekuloi, and therefore it's forbidden to carry in the entire alleyway. If, however, the people of the courtyards did not make eruvim, so now this alleyway has courtyards opening to it, metaltalin bekulam, now you can carry everywhere in the alleyway. Kalim sheshavsu b'secha, you can carry utensils and objects that were in the alleyway at the beginning of Shabbos. Kechotzer shalei ervu boi, just as we learned previously concerning a courtyard where they failed to make an eruv, you can carry in the courtyard, but not between the houses and the courtyard. Here you can carry in the alleyway, but not between the courtyards and the alleyway. Halacha tezayin goy or tzeduki, if there is a goy or a tzeduki is one who does not believe in Jewish law. Hashori bechotzeh shebemavi, and he lives in the in one of the courtyards in the alleyway. Dinayim b'nei hamavi k'dinayim b'nei hachotzeh. The law concerning him in relation to the people of the alleyway is the same as the law concerning him in relation to the people of the courtyard that we learn about in chapter 2. That is, you have to rent out the rights from the goy, or from some member of the goy's family. You have to rent from him his rights to the alleyway, or in the case of its duki, he must relinquish his rights to them. If there is in the alleyway living a goy with a single Jew, then, just as we learned concerning the Eidov, if there's a single Goy and a single Jew, you do not have to make an Eidov. Here, in this alleyway, you do not have to make a Shitov. V'din Yisroel Echod, v'din Rabim, Shehem Seimchim al Shulchan Echod, din Echotu. And the same law applies in the case of where we say one Jew. If it's one single Jew or several Jews, but they all eat at the same table, they are all considered the same. They're considered as one. Halacha Yud Zayin, Goy Shehoya Dor B'Mavui, if there's a Goy living in the alleyway, Im Yesh Lei B'Chatzeirei Pesach Echod Labika, if he has in his courtyard, he has some other door that does not open to the alleyway, but opens to some open place, Einei Oyser Al B'nei HaMavui, he does not forbid the people, the rest of the people of the alleyway from carrying, even though he also has an opening to the alleyway. V'afilu hoya pesach kotn arba al arba, and even if his door to the open place is only a small door, four handbreadths by four handbreadths, and even though when he has some large thing that goes in and out, he has to take his camel in and out, or his carriage, his wagon has to go in and out, he must use the doorway of the alleyway. He cannot go in and out of his other door. Nevertheless, Eina Yoiser Aleihem, his presence here does not forbid the other people of the alleyway from carrying. Shein Daitei Ela Al Pesach HaMeyuchad Lo Yishehu LaBika, because he considers his main doorway to be the doorway that is his own exclusively, and that is the doorway that goes in and out to the open place, and not to the alleyway which he shares with others. And similarly, if that doorway opened not to an open place, but to an enclosed place, but an enclosed place which is larger than Beisasayim, it's considered the same as if it were open to an open place, and his presence does not forbid them from carrying if he has such another door that belongs to him. However, if the other door opens to an enclosed place that is Beis Asayim or less, he does not rely on such a door because it's a dead-end door. It doesn't open to any place that he can make any great use of. And he considers his main door to be the door to the alleyway. And therefore his presence forbids the other people to carry unless they rent the rights from him. If there is an alleyway in which on one side a goy lives and on the other side there are Jews living, and the courtyards in which the Jews are living, they have windows open from one courtyard to another, and all of the courtyards where the Jews are living made an eruv together, ignoring the alleyway, they made an eruv together through their windows, even though they are now all considered as belonging to one house, since all the courtyards have an eruv together, and they are allowed to carry in and out from one courtyard to another through these windows, nevertheless they cannot disregard the alleyway that they have in common with each other and with the goy, and they remain forbidden to use the alleyway for carrying, derech psochem, to carry in and out through the doors in and out of the alley, ad sheyiskeru min agoy, unless they rent the rights from a goy, she'ein nasim kiyochet b'mokim goy, because they are considered as one only regarding each other, but as far as the goy is concerned, they cannot consider themselves by this eruv to become one. Halacha yutes, keitzad mishtatmim b'medina. Now we learned that a shituf can be made not only for an alleyway that has several courtyards, but you can make for a whole city a shituf if the city is surrounded by walls so that it's permitted to carry. So how do you make a shituf for a city? Each courtyard makes an Ada for itself separately, so that the children will not forget the laws of Erev, just as you must do when a whole alleyway makes a shituf together. And after you make an Erev in each alleyway, in each courtyard, then all the people of the city make a shituf together, just as we learned that they could do for an alleyway. If this city belongs all to one individual, it's a private property city, and all the other people have rented their space from him, if afterwards it became public property, nevertheless, since it's known to be a private city, all of them can make one shituf for the whole city, and the whole city is permitted to carry. They can carry everywhere there in that city. Similarly, if it's a public city, but there's only a single door to that city, so that only people who have business in this city go in and out, but no one uses the city as a thoroughfare, they can make one shituf for the entire city and carry everywhere in the city. However, if the city is public property, and the city has two different doors, Bazeh v'yoytzim Bazeh, and people come in from one door and exit from the other door. So the city is a public thoroughfare. Afilu nasa shel yochid, even if later on it became private property, ein ma'arvim meskula. Nevertheless, since the city is known as a public thoroughfare, you cannot make a shituf for the entire city. You have to leave over a certain place in that city. It's sufficient even if you leave a single house in a single courtyard and you exclude it from the shituf, and everyone else can make a shituf. And these people who joined in the shituf are all permitted to carry everywhere in the city, with the exception of the place that was left over. That place that was excluded, they may not carry into or out of that place. Now what about the people there who live in the excluded place? They are permitted to carry in their own place with their own shituf that they made with their own people, if there were more than one such person there. And they are forbidden to carry in the rest of the city. And the reason for this is it's made symbolically so that people will remember. They will know that it is the Eruv that permits them to carry in this city. This city where large numbers of people go in and out, since the city is a public thoroughfare, they may say that since we carry everywhere here, it's permitted to carry in any city. But in this case, since they left over some place which they excluded, this place which was excluded and did not join in with them, they do not carry their the people of that place carry in their own place, and the rest of the city carries only in the rest of the city, and therefore, since they know that there's a place where it's forbidden to carry, they will remember that it's only the Erev that permitted it. A city that is public property, if it has one door only, and in another place there's no door but there's a ladder that's fixed in there so that people can climb up over the wall, in such a case you can make an eruv for the entire city. You do not have to exclude any part, because a ladder that's affixed to the wall is not considered to be a doorway. Those houses that are left excluded from the Eruv of the whole city, you can exclude houses even if those houses do not open to the city. The back wall of the house is towards the city, and the front door of the house is to the outside. Nevertheless, you can use that as the excluded house and make an eruv for the whole rest of the city. Someone who transfers ownership of food in order to make a shituf for everyone of the whole city, in eruv kulam eruv echad, if all of them are making one eruv for the whole city, he does not have to inform them, because it can only be to their benefit, since there's nowhere else but that they can carry but in the city. There's no way they can lose by the eruv. And the law concerning someone who forgot and did not join in the shituf with the whole city, or someone who left the city in order to spend Shabbos in some other city, or a goy who dwells in the city with them, these laws are all the same as the laws that we learned previously concerning a courtyard or an alleyway. A city in which all the inhabitants join the shituf except for one alleyway, hareza oisra al kulam. Since it's a whole alleyway that failed to join, and not just one house in one courtyard, Hareza Oysed al Kulam. This alleyway, the presence of this alleyway that did not join forbids everyone else from carrying. But if they built a stone platform and at the entranceway to the alley, then the presence of this alley does not forbid it because they demonstrate physically that this alley is separated from the city. And therefore, it is forbidden to make an Eruv for half of a city. You either must make a shituf for the whole city, or else you must make in each alleyway individually, in which case you will be forbidden to carry from one alleyway to the other. If you make in separate alleyways, each alleyway then builds a stone platform at its entrance. If they want to make themselves as a separate entity from all the rest of the city, so that they do not forbid the people of the other alleyways from carrying in their alleyways. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for Chapter 6.